Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. Today, avian influenza has returned to Pennsylvania. It hit some snow geese in Northampton County. And Pennsylvania's state police commissioner is leaving Harrisburg for a job with the FBI. It's Thursday, December 18th. Let's get into it. First, we have some news from Western Pennsylvania. The U.S. Department of Justice says it won't require names of minors who received gender-affirming care at UPMC. Glynis Board reports for WVIA.
The Justice Department submitted a new request this week to the United States District Court. It wants to adjust a subpoena issued to UPMC earlier this year, requiring the health system to hand over extensive gender-affirming care documentation. In response to a motion to quash the subpoena on privacy grounds, the government says it will no longer require the identities of minors, just all their health records. But the legal director of the firm representing the youth, Mimi McKenzie, says anonymity is not possible.
These are the most sensitive kinds of records. They are mental health records. They're records about reproductive health, about sexuality. So, the most intimate details of these young patients' lives.
McKenzie says those details and other information embedded in patient files would make it easy to identify patients. The Department of Justice filing suggests it will be prepared to file a new briefing by Christmas Eve.
That was Glynis Board reporting. A bit more local now. It looks like avian influenza is back to plague Pennsylvania's birds. As WVIA's Isabella Weiss reports, about 400 snow geese likely died of the virus in Northampton County.
Pennsylvania Game Commission Communications Director Travis Lau said Wednesday the virus likely killed hundreds of birds at a local quarry. Bird flu, or high-path avian influenza, is a vicious virus that attacks birds' nervous systems and can kill entire flocks in a few days. Some researchers compare the virus to pneumonia because of how affected birds gasp for air, but others say its neurological symptoms look more like rabies. And Lau says the agency has not gotten testing to confirm bird flu is the cause of death, but it's unlikely they pass from anything else. The CDC reports bird flu largely doesn't pose risks to the general public. But people who work with poultry can keep themselves safe by washing their hands after they take care of their animals and designating a pair of shoes specifically for farm work. Also, raw and unpasteurized milk and meat can spread bird flu to humans, but properly prepared foods are safe to eat. In Pittston, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni. For those of you who've donated to Newsmatch and become a member of WVIA, we sincerely thank you. Our members are the heart of everything we do. Now we'd like your help in getting another new member. Maybe you have someone in mind. Ask a friend or a relative if they would like to become a member of WVIA. Together, we can be sure WVIA News is here to serve your communities for years to come. Visit WVIA.org/match and thank you.
Welcome back. Now for some news about a Lackawanna County local. Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Colonel Christopher Paris is heading from Harrisburg to the national stage. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has more.
Colonel Christopher Paris, an attorney and veteran law enforcement professional who has led the Pennsylvania State Police through some of the agency's most high-profile cases in recent years, is leaving to take a position with the FBI, Governor Josh Shapiro's office said Wednesday. His 26 years of service to the agency, will end on January 2, 2026. The FBI did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens, who currently serves as Deputy Commissioner of Operations, will be named Acting Commissioner effective December 31st. Paris, a Lackawanna County native, was nominated by then-Governor Alex Shapiro to serve as State Police Commissioner in January 2023. His appointment was unanimously confirmed by the State Senate in March of that year. His tenure as commissioner has seen the agency thrust into the national spotlight more than once, including the 2024 assassination attempt on former President Trump, campaigning in Butler that year, and this year's firebombing of the governor's residence in Harrisburg. State Senator Marty Flynn, another Lackawanna County native, praised Paris for his leadership.
He's dealt with a lot since he's come in, being it people who escaped murders, fugitives, mass murderers, the firebombing at the governor's mansion. He's had a lot of fastballs to deal with, and I think he's done a great job dealing with it, you know.
Bivens, meanwhile, is a Johnstown native who joined the force in 1985 and currently serves in its second highest-ranking position. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Thanks, Roger. Find more of that story at WVIA.org. Some other Harrisburg happenings now. Harrisburg lawmakers are expected to send a bill to Governor Josh Shapiro's desk that changes the way workers access unemployment benefits. Tom Reese reports for WVIA.
The bill is seen as a win for seasonal workers and also victims of domestic violence. The legislation delays a change to the way unemployment payments are calculated, with pro-labor advocates saying people who work seasonally should retain about $32 more each week on average. That formula was set to change next year. And there's a measure for workers who are forced to quit their jobs due to fear of harm from an abuser. Benefit payments will be expedited for people who can confidentially prove they fled domestic violence. That's hugely important, says Megan McConaughey, who leads DV Crisis Centers in Mercer County.
Cutting the red tape always for survivors is important because you can't wait 2 months. You know, you can't wait 6 months to go through the entire process.
Provisions for employers are also included in the bill, such as an easier way to challenge former workers' claims if they're found to have refused a new job offer to continue getting benefits. I'm Tom Reese, reporting from Harrisburg.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss a beat. Have a happy Friday Eve, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.